I'm Rona Tarrant. Pope Francis has told US bishops that the clerical abuse crisis and the crisis of credibility it's created have led to serious divisions within the US church and a temptation to look for administrative solutions for problems that go much deeper. In a letter distributed to the bishops at the beginning of their retreat this week, the Pope wrote that the abuses of power and sexual abuse and the poor way they were handled continue to harm the church and its mission. He said there's a need for a clear focus on spiritual conversion and gospel-inspired ways of responding to victims. The Democrat-controlled US House of Representatives has voted to end a partial government shutdown, but the move looks certain to be vetoed by President Trump. Trump said he'll reject any measures that don't provide funding for his proposed US-Mexico border wall. New House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said no funding for a wall would be made available. A former head of the Philippines Catholic Bishops' Conference has called on people to ignore President Rodrigo Duterte's repeated criticisms of the church. In his New Year message, Archbishop Sócrates Villegas did not name Duterte but clearly referred to the president's statements. In December, Duterte vowed to continue attacking the church until it, quote, corrects itself. German Cardinal Reinhard Marx has called for change in long-standing church tradition as the German Bishops' Conference prepares for a workshop debate on the issue of celibacy for priests. In his homily at New Year's Mass in Munich, Marx said the church must, in light of the failure surrounding the clergy sexual abuse crisis, modify tradition in response to changing modern times. The cardinal, who's president of the German Bishops' Conference, also said that current measures to address sex abuse are not enough without adapting church teachings. The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has said that though the Catholic Church teaches that sterilisation is morally unacceptable, a hysterectomy could be morally acceptable if the uterus could not sustain a pregnancy. In a note published yesterday, the Doctrinal Congregation affirmed past indications as to when a hysterectomy would be morally acceptable. Pope Francis approved the Congregation's response and ordered its publication. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.